You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Come on, America. You know the story. Your brother-in-law comes to you and says, hey, John, I need your help. It's my debt.
Hi, my name's Laura Ann. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York. I just thought the listeners might like to know there's a program called Debtors Anonymous. It's a 12-step program based on Alcoholics Anonymous, and if you Google it, it comes right up. It's been an invaluable resource for me and many, many of my friends. Thanks for doing the series on debting.
That's right. We are doing a series all week on debt in America, and we want your tips and tricks on getting rid of debt. Help us lower our debt load at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. We can do this, America.
John, there may be some progress in the conflict in the Congo. After weeks of intense fighting between the Congo government and rebel forces, there may be progress after weekend talks with a UN envoy. The conflict is a complex web of ethnic troubles involving the Congo's neighbors, fights over valuable resources, and deals with China. Meanwhile, an estimated 1 million civilians have been displaced. 3 million have died, mostly through disease and starvation in this lengthy civil war. We turn now to Thomas Fessy, a BBC correspondent who is joining us from Goma. Good morning, Thomas. Who was the UN envoy and what prompted the rebels led by Laurent Nkunda to pull back?
Well, the UN special envoy came over last Sunday and is the former Nigerian president, Olusegun Obasanjo. He was mandated by the General Secretary of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, to come over to Congo and try to secure the ceasefire and boost the talks between the rebels and the Congolese government here. So he met with the rebels' leader, Laurent Nkunda. And after that, Laurent Nkunda and his troops said that they would actually withdraw from the last positions they had taken a few days ago, which they actually did yesterday.
The rebel leader says that he's trying to protect ethnic Tutsis and that he's protesting a deal that the government made with China relative to gold and coltan. What did he get in return for pulling back?
Well, at the moment, there's nothing really in return. As a matter of fact, the government is not taking the position to say that Laurent Nkunda is the one to decide what's going to happen. And the Congolese government still officially say that there will be no direct talks with the rebels, but they want to stay within the peace process that would sign late January. Laurent Nkunda has actually changed his message over the past few weeks because, as you mentioned, his early rebellion was supposed to be in favor of the protection of ethnic Tutsis here in North Kivu, a minority which Laurent Nkunda wanted to protect from against the Hutus rebels coming from Rwanda after the genocide in Rwanda. Now, Laurent Nkunda has been saying for the past few weeks that he wants to take his fight to Kinshasa and he wants to free the whole country from the current government. So he basically changed his movement into a total liberation movement for Congo.
There are currently 17,000 UN peacekeepers on the ground there, and I understand that the Security Council was due to vote on adding an additional 3,000. What role have they been playing, and do you think 3,000 more troops might help calm things in the region?
Well, the UN peacekeeping mission, known as MONUC, has been deployed for years now, and the mandate is quite confusing because, on the one hand, MONUC is here to protect civilians, but on the other hand, it is not very clear whether when a MONUC can actually intervene in the fighting. Its mandate says that they can intervene when civilians and urban areas are actually put at risk, but the recent fighting showed that the interpretation of that mandate wasn't that clear. Now, the Security Council will take a decision on the resolution that was already agreed by all permanent members in the UN. It should be the decision should be taken on the 26th, whether or not to send about 3,000 more troops, including several hundred police officers. It seems that several countries already involved in the UN peacekeeping mission, such as India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, have been contacted by the UN, but it is likely that these troops are going to be sent to North Kivu to reinforce MONUC here. But it is also clear that without political talks, there will not be such a change here in North Kivu, as it is quite clear that the solution is not going to be a military solution.
And meanwhile, aid is very difficult to get to those who need it. Thomas Fessy, thank you. Thomas Fessy is a BBC correspondent. He was coming to us from Goma. And now we turn to Mark Garrison, who's got some headlines for us.
Thank you. Coming up on 21 minutes before the hour.